Action after a powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake hits off the coast of Taiwan just before midnight local time. Some buildings in the city of Wallian have come down. Lawmakers continue investigating the Russia probe as Democrats push to release their response to last week's Republican memo outlining the FBI's role in the Russia investigation, saying the agency abused its surveillance tools during the 2016 presidential campaign. House Speaker Paul Ryan.
FISA abuse matters to each and every one of us as citizens. And if our government abused the FISA process, we should care about that.
Also in Washington,
MS-13 is probably the most ruthless and violent gang.
The president had a meeting today on how to combat the deadly MS-13 gang, which has terrorized communities nationwide, getting an update from cabinet members in the group.
One of their mottos is Mata Viola Control, which means kill, rape, control.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention shoppers, clean up on aisle 14. Clean up on aisle 14. Someone dropped a jar of pickles.
Beatboxing at a big box store. Surprising. What's not surprising? How much you could save by switching to Geico.
A red minivan has the lights on in the parking lot.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Geico.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
House Republican leaders propose a long-term boost to military funding in a bill that would give other federal agencies only a short-term extension of current spending levels. The Washington Post says the move stands to heighten tension with Democrats and complicate plans to keep the government open past Thursday. House Speaker Paul Ryan pitching this yesterday. That bill could increase funding to the Pentagon to about $584 billion, breaking existing spending caps as well as making funding available through September. Ernst & Young finds that the Defense Logistics Agency fails to document millions in construction projects. This is the White House plans to ask for billions more for defense. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, who sits on the Senate Budget Committee, says in 25 years, he's not seen anyone following the money.
It's been clear to me for 25 years, they never follow the money. Everybody respects the military, and we ought to. They put their lives on the line for our freedom and liberties. We ought to. But I think they get too much leeway just because of that respect.
This is USA Radio News.
The New York Times' number one seller, Portraits of Courage by former President George W. Bush, is a vibrant collection of oil paintings and stories that honor the sacrifice and courage of America's military veterans. Available in a standard hardback edition, as well as a deluxe boxed edition signed by President Bush himself. Go to patriotdepot.com/portraitsofcourage to get yours today. Use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
The stock market drops by over 1,000 points yesterday, but many financial analysts say it's nothing to worry about. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying,
the stock market is up significantly over 30% since President Trump was elected. We're monitoring the stock markets. They're functioning very well.
The Dow falling about 4% yesterday. An El Paso County, Colorado sheriff's deputy has been killed and three other law enforcement officers wounded in East Colorado Springs. John Clements has more.
The officers were attempting to investigate a stolen car report when the shooting began that also left the assailant dead. El Paso County Sheriff Bill Elder identified the slain officer.
It is with profound sadness that I say that this afternoon, Deputy Micah Flick, 34 years old, was shot in the line of duty and has died.
The officer was killed on his 11th anniversary of joining the force. He is survived by his wife as well as 7-year-old twins. I'm John Clemens.
Apple says they're considering giving rebates to customers that paid full price for replacement batteries for the iPhone 6, 6S, and iPhone SE. After customers complained the phone's batteries were dying faster after the release of the iPhone 10 and the iPhone 8. The letter says they're strongly considering providing rebates and then free replacement batteries for anyone that's had these phones that also had issues with them. The letter was released on Tuesday. I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News. News online, usaradio.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you, smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Joe Peters, and we're going to get started with Real Estate Matters here in just a few minutes. First things first, they've asked me to go through giving you the weather report, and I understand that the weather report is changing, so let me get that done. We first play an intro to it.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
So, hi, once again, it's Joe Peters. It's February 6th. It's a little bit after 4 o'clock. We're going to get started with my show, and I'm going to have it live streamed on Facebook as well today as we give you an update. But first, the weather. It looks like we went from a coating to 1 to 1 to 3 inches in the last few hours. And as a result, they've canceled a few things tomorrow morning already. Not to take a chance, but looks like tomorrow is going to be a high of 40, but we're going to have a little bit of snow overnight, 1 to 3 inches before changing to rain, and the roads and sidewalks will be slippery. Wind 6 miles an hour, not too bad. Let's take a look at a few days out. Wednesday will hit 40, 22 overnight. Thursday's going to hit 32, 18 overnight. Friday is going to hit 40, 26 overnight. So pretty nice during the day. Saturday, 43, Sunday, 48. Getting down just about freezing every night. So that's what's happening weather-wise here. It is February 6th, and that's our weather report for the next few days. I'm going to pay a few paid commercials here, and we'll be right back and get started. Thank you for your patience.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues, From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Okay, it's Joe Peters, and I'm just starting out. Today is the 6th, and we're broadcasting live from downtown Flemington, New Jersey. It's February 6th. It's a little after 4:10 p.m. We've paid our introductions and our commercials. And what I'm going to do today is give you an update on what's happening real estate-wise. I publish a newsletter once a month. I'm a residential realtor with Coldwell Banker, and I like to say I help people to achieve their goals and dreams both across Somerset and Hunterdon County. Today we're going to focus on Hunterdon with a little bit of what's happening in our sister county, Somerset, and I'm going to use most of today's talking points from my newsletter that was just published in the last few days. It was actually published Sunday morning, and you can go to my site, jpeters.com, jpeters.com. and go to Market Reports and get a copy of what I'm sending. You can also sign up for it there. So what I like to say about my newsletter, and it's an old adage that if, in effect, you know what's going on, you're always going to have a job. And, in effect, if you know why it's happening that way, you're probably going to be in charge. So my newsletter is broken into two sections. One is we're going to talk about what's happening as a result. And secondly, we're going to spend a lot of time as to why it's happening so that you can understand what the driving factors are based that our newsletter is based on and that, in effect, is making what's happening happen here in Hunterdon and as well in Somerset County. Once again, I cover both counties, but I'm going to try and focus more on Hunterdon because this is a Hunterdon audience. My newsletter, which I'm showing on the air, is on my site, jpeters.com, under Market Reports. And what we're looking at is we had, for January, a very interesting month just transpire. Interesting by the fact I saw something happen that has never happened before, at least since I've been publishing this newsletter the last 8 or 10 years. And I saw it happen to some extent in Somerset County. I'm going to talk about it. It's, I wouldn't say concerning, but it could be an anomaly or it could be the start of something we do need to keep a closer eye on. My Hunterdon County newsletter covers all of the towns within Hunterdon County. And the first thing I do in a newsletter is tell you by price point what sold last month. We actually sold in the month of January, just completed, 107 sales. And we only had 108 the month before, so they're very compatible months. We listed 164 sales, and we have a total properties on the market right now of 644. So if you divided the 644 by the 107 that went under contract in the last 30 days, you'd come up with a roughly six-month days on market or market month supply. So anywhere between 2 and 4 months, I should say 4 and 6 months is average. When you get a little bit over the six-month average, you then get into a price point that has got pressure applied to it and probably going to result in a price change in that market. We call it pressure on prices, or your price is probably going to be dropping. If you get under 4 months, it's just the opposite. And that's a market where we're starting to see multiple offers, sometimes above asking price, and it's a very active market. Between 4 and 6 is normal. That's where the industry feels the market should be. And we take a look at that within my newsletter, first by price point, which is what I'm going to discuss now, and then we take a look at it by town. And when people say, how's the market? I say there's two things that drive the market. It depends where your price is and where you are located geographically. That is no different in Hunterdon or Somerset or Union or Middlesex or any other county. The closer you are to New York, the better shape you're going to be in. That's what drives our market, New York City. A lot of people, probably about 5% from Hunterdon County, closer to 10 in Somerset, commute all the way over to New York City. And the closer you are in the counties to New York City, the more price you're going to get. Secondly, if you're in a town, and we don't have any of these in Hunterdon, that has high-speed railroad service into New York, you're going to see a 25% increase in average on your home value, because people today want to get on mass transportation and head into the city. They don't want to drive it anymore. And we do have transportation from Hunterdon, but it's sort of a milk route between here and Bridgewater, and it goes home run into Newark, and then you have to change trains and go into New York City. It takes about an hour and a half to get in. People don't want to spend an hour and a half getting to work. They want to get to work in under an hour. And if you tell people outside of this area that you spend under an hour getting to work, they'd look at you like you have three heads, unless it was L.A., because they do the same thing. But that's what we spend if we're going into the city. Here's what we're seeing. Based on the last full month's contract sales, we've sold houses with an average of 70 days on the market. In other words, from the day it came on to the day we got an agreed upon contract, 70 days, somewhere about 2.5 months. 107 properties went under contract and down from 108, and new properties came on at 164. We have a total of 644 properties on the market. So if we look down the chart at this, we're going to see that we are in pretty good shape until we get till about the 700,000 mark. Even 700,000, we've got 35 listings. We sold two. If you divide the two into 35, that gives us 17-month supply. In the 600,000, we have 70 on. We sold seven. We have about a 10-month supply. In the 500,000, we had 94, and we sold 13, and that's going to give us 13 and a 94, about a 7-month supply, 8-month supply. So you get down into twos, threes, fours, it's really busy. We're selling stuff out there as quick as it comes on the market. The higher up you go, the more challenging it gets. Our average list price for stuff that came on in the last 30 days has been $457.5. An average sale price has been $360, round numbers. That's a 21% difference. Now, the stuff coming on today will sell 70 days from now based on these averages. So it's going to be later in the spring market, and we'll probably get a little bit more. But the winter sale prices are typically in the first and maybe the second time buyer, the buyer that sold the first time buyer, his house in the 150 to 300 range will turn around and buy something in the 250 to 400 range. And that's where primarily we're seeing the sales. 79% of our sales in Hunterdon County were in the under 500. So four out of every five sales were under 500,000, leaving us another 21% over 500,000. But this is where the anomaly comes in, or what I've spotted, and that is that we only sold 2% of our houses above 700,000, or two of the 107 above 700. We didn't sell anything above 800 or 900 or a million, and we typically have two or three up there. That's sort of puzzling, because in my mind, what it's reflecting is either A, an anomaly, which is just an unordinary set of circumstances that can't be compared to anything. We'll have to look at it again next month to see if it continues, or the start of a trend. And the trend might be people either confused by or afraid of the new tax consequences are not moving up into the higher end prices. You typically do not get affected in the higher end prices until you get into the 932. And think about this logic-wise. They changed it so that you could not claim up to $1 million in your interest anymore. You can only claim up the first $750,000 financed in interest. So in order to get to the 750 level, or between there and a million, which is where it used to be, you're going to buy something at 932 and finance it at 20% down for 750, or you're going to buy something at $1,250,000 and finance it with 20% down for $1 million, or be somewhere between those two numbers. Over $1 million in interest was never tax deductible. All you're going to lose today is the difference if you were above 750 as far as the amount financed, and below $1 million, that will be the effect. So one of the things that I think people get into while I'm on this subject matter, we're going to come back to the tax situation, is that, my God, I can't deduct all these things I used to be able to deduct. Well, one of two other things has happened. You're either going to have a much higher double standard deduction, which should more than give you back whatever you're going to lose, or your whole income bracket tax-wise has shifted down. You might have been paying 35% before, now you're paying 21%, and it's not just on your upper money, it's on all the money that you're taxed on a graduating scale. So I don't think the typical sale in Hunterdon County is going to be affected much by this, but I do think the very upper echelon sales might be going forward. Then we take, and once again, I was talking to you about the month supply at the different price points. We break it down further, and we break it down by town. I have towns with 2 years' supply. One of those happens to be East Amwell. We have 25 houses for sale. We sold one, and you divide one in the area, 25 months supply. And we have towns with our more popular towns, Clinton Township, right in between 5 and 6 months supply. Raritan, 4 months supply. Reddington Township, 5 months supply. You get out to the River Cities, Lambertville, 20-month supply. Frenchtown, actually only 11-month supply. Franklin Township, which isn't that far over, 17-month supply. So once again, it's a combination of the price of your property. The higher up you are, the more challenging the prices have been. If you're above 700, really the high sevens, we didn't really sell anything last month, and that's disturbing. And if I look at the same thing in Somerset County to say, did it happen over here as well? Well, it wasn't that they didn't have any sales, but they had about half as many sales as the month before. So it did affect Somerset County as well. That's why I'm not sure it's an anomaly. But at best case scenario, in a good month, we'd have only sold 4 to 6 houses above 700,000. So it's not like we're missing a lot of sales, but people in that bracket last month would be very surprised to see this statistic. Then we had our usual hotspots, Clinton Township. they had 11 sales. Raritan had 22, and then Reddington had 13. If you add all of that up, that represents about 43, 44% of our sales. We had a few areas that had no sales at all last month. Bloomsbury and Kingwood would be two. And we had a few areas that only had one sale last month. Califon, East Amwell, Flemington, Franklin, Glen Gardner, Lambertville, Mill. And you can see most of those are further over, further to the south. So I think what we're starting to see is a combination of two things. We're seeing the continuation of what's always been an issue, and that is that the further you are to the west, the less market there is for your property. But we're now starting to see an exacerbated fact that the higher you are in price, the less market you are in your property. And for me to do this for you when you're ready to list your house is I've got to really do it by price point within town. And when I do that, I can give you a pretty exact price of what has sold that has been similar to yours in the last 6 months. And I can also show you what else is on the market and what those people are trying to get for theirs. In some instances, we actually go out and take a look at the competition. So to get an accurate price for your property, give me a call, 908-238-0118. Joe Peters, Coldwell Banker. I'd be more than happy to sit down, understand your motivation. Hate that word, and understand your time frame and understand what's in your house, what you bought it for, how long you've been there, what you put into it as improvements, and come back in a second trip and give you a much more accurate idea of what your house would be worth. So I am able to do that anywhere in Hunterdon, and I also do it in the Somerset County areas. Let's take a look at Somerset Town. Now, we just sold, we said we sold 107 houses here in Hunterdon. In Somerset, we sold 263, like 2.5 times. It's pretty proportionate. They're 2.5 times our size. They have 1,000 houses listed where we only have 640. They listed 350 new houses where we listed 164. So we're looking at 3 to 4 months supply all the way up through the $700,000 bracket. In the six to seven, it goes to eight. In the 7 to 8s, it goes up to a 10-month supply. And overall, I mean, in Somerset County, we sold 10 houses over $1 million. The month before, we sold over 20. That gives us an 18-month supply. If we take a look at what we have in Hunterdon County and just take a look at the houses above 700,000 in quantity, we've got 50, 60, 70, we've got about 90 houses up there, and we typically sell, as I said, 4 to 6 of them. So it's not a quick sale anyway, but not to have sold anything I think is disturbing. In Hunterdon, our average sale price was $360. In Somerset, an average sale price was $432. Once again, you're closer to New York City, and Somerset County gets about a 20% increase in price for the same size house with the same features, and you get about half the land. I've said that many times before. Took them 65 days to get their contracts, and where we had 79, close to 80% under 500, they only had 74%. So it reflects that very same thing. 22% of their sales is between 500 and a million, and they have 4% of their sales over $1 million. They have some towns that take a little longer, like Watchung. It's very high end. Watchung, Warren are taking 7 and 10 months, Warren 7 and Watchung 10, to sell a house. That's the month of supply. And just to give you an idea of what that high end is, their average price in Watchung Warren on listing is about $1.1 million, and their average sale price is in the eights. If you take a look at their hot spots, and it's interesting, Bernards, Bridgewater, Franklin, Hillsborough, Montgomery, and North Plainfield, those towns made up 65% of all the sales. So six towns, 65% of all the sales in Somerset County. A lot of those towns touch our popular towns, and those would be the Bridgewater, Branchburg, Franklin, Hillsborough areas, even Montgomery. Bernard's is up in the what we call the hills, and North Plainfield is about as far over as you can go. As a matter of fact, Plainfield is actually, most people don't realize, in three different counties. Part of it's in Union, part of it's in Middlesex, part of it is in the Somerset County, and North Plainfield part is in the Somerset County. But their sales over 700,000 were down noticeably. So the new tax effect can be having an effect there as well. Now, that's what happened last month. It wasn't a very snowy, icy month. It was a very cold month. And that has sort of lingered into this month. It's been cold overnight. Today's the 6th. I can't remember a night that hasn't been below freezing. I sort of gauge how cold it is whenever the water bottle in my car is frozen. It's probably a pretty cryptic way of doing it, but I leave my car outside. It's a newer car, somewhat insulated, better than an older car, and you got to get down into the 20s to see the water bottle frozen. If it's got half frozen, I know it was probably near 20. If it's totally frozen, it probably went below 20 the night before. I haven't seen my water bottle frozen in the last week. So good news, it's not as cold as it used to be. If you notice, it's getting lighter and lighter, later and later. I don't know if that's a term or not, but it's probably 5:20 before it's getting dark, where it was 5 o'clock just a month ago. So we're getting towards spring, but we're not there yet. And here's what's driving the market. You can find all of this once again on my site, jpeters.com. And once you get to jpeters.com, you hit the site, the tab that says blog, and you'll see market reports there. And that's what I'm reading to you from. Home sales for last month, New Jersey. Home purchase demand was flat in December after two consecutive months of increases before that. And these numbers all run a month behind. So even though my report is on the month of January, these are December numbers. And that's about 4% over the previous year. But a 12-year high was achieved in 2017, a 5% increase over 2016 with over 115,000 contracts signed. That's good news. We're selling. Activity concentrated in the under 400,000 market, where the millennial buyers are transitioning into home ownership. During the same period, all housing sales showed increases across all price points, showing confidence in a new administration and the plans on tax and deregulation. There's also been some improvement at the very high end, which is something we haven't seen in the last year. For the last two or three months, the very high end has been coming back a little. But at the same time, so we're seeing some improvement. We're seeing consumer confidence. But at the same time, the number of homes being offered for sale in New Jersey remains low and is getting lower. And that's disturbing. And the supply decreased by 5,000 homes compared to a year ago. And we currently have 40,000 fewer or 55% less homes on the market than in 2011, just 7 years ago. And that was the peak of homes being on the market after the recession. Fear of increasing interest rates and fear of Fed slightly loosening, well, it's not a fear, and the Fed slightly loosening these lending standards are driving the current market. So before we get into interest rates, I'm going to tell you that on Friday, interest rates hit 4.3%. That was an all-time high for the last couple of years. That's because that Fed is doing what they're doing and forgetting what the stock market's doing because it's a correction. I think it leveled out today after a couple of days of stability. We took about 9 or 10% correction. It was widely forecast that it should be no surprise to anybody, but nobody wanted to hear it. So when it happens, it's, But if your last statement was the first of the year on your 401k or whatever your financial investments are, we're probably back to where the first of the year was. So if you haven't looked at what it was worth by the end of January before this correction started, you didn't lose anything. It's back to where the first of the year was. But we had a really good January that just disappeared. We're back to first of the year rates. Interest rates at the end of January were just over 4% for a 30-year conventional mortgage. This is based on your credit and your assets and how long you've been in the job and what you earn. But 30-year for good credit, now was 4%, now up to 4.3. A 15-year conventional at that point, the end of the month, was just under 3 and 0.65, and 5 to 7 years were about 3.5%. Consumer fears of steadily rising rates and slowly rising home prices impacts the current market. The Fed has already instituted initial increases in rates and are talking about additional rates. Industry analysts forecast that nearly 5% rate will exist by the end of 2018. Anywhere from 4.75 to 5% is what we're seeing. We're at 4.3. So, I mean, that's what people are afraid, that if I don't buy now, the interest is keep going up, I'm going to pay more, get less. And at the same time, the prices and the popular price points have gone up over 3% last year, maybe 4 or 5 in the really key price points. So if interest merely goes up from, let's say, 4 to 5, you're going to lose 9% of your buying power. So if you could afford a $500,000 house at 4 and interest rates turn to 5, you can only afford a $450,000 house. That's what's driving the market from an interest rate. At the same time, the price of the house that was 500 has probably risen by 3% or 4 or 5, and it's maybe 5.25. So prices are going up gradually, especially in the popular price points. Interest is going up pretty ungradually. Two hefty increases so far, and several more forecasted. Funny thought I had was, you know, Janet Yellen's job, last day on a job was Friday. Can you imagine what our new guy must have thought on Monday when he showed up while this was happening? But it'll correct. It's never gone down less than it's gone up right after a correction. So most of your financial advisors will say you're in it for a long run, sit it out. Selling while it's down is a mistake, and you don't want to make a mistake and then do a second mistake by buying when it's up. Consumer fears, steadily rising rates, slowly rising home prices impact the current market. That's what's driving the market. I was out. It was a cold weekend. I set an open house on Sunday over in Warren, and I showed houses between Saturday and Sunday to 5 different sets of people, and I am out tomorrow with some new listings on somebody who lost out earlier in the season. The buyers are out. Industry analysts, 5%, 5.5 by the end of 2019, and rate increases on houses themselves, probably 4% a year over the next 5 years, probably 25% in effect over 5 years. National job front, this is really good news. Forget what the stock market, just put that, that's something to be considered because it's all concerning. We all have money invested somewhere, even if it's just our company's pension plans. People say, I'm not in the market, don't know what the true picture is, because their companies and pension funds and their benefits are invested in it. U.S. employment hit 4.1% for the second month in a row. We added 200,000 jobs. We were expecting 180. That is wonderful news. 4.1% is the lowest in 44 years for new claims of unemployment. And the forecasters are saying, unless something dramatically changes, that will drop down to about 3.8 or maybe 3.7% next year. Good news. We're putting people back to work. On a national level, we achieved full employment, or back to the peak level, in 2014-15. In New Jersey, we still got a way to go. We're not back there yet. There's a disclaimer in here that says that we count part-time jobs as full-time. We've been doing that for the last 20 years, no matter who was in. But if you really look at it, the 4.1 rate is more like 8% if you just looked at full-time jobs. But the momentum is building. And the momentum is building with some really good news in that we're creating good jobs, not just minimum wage jobs. New Jersey job front versus the federal picture. New Jersey unemployment rate increased to 5.1%. Bolstering consumer confidence remains high in New Jersey as well. So what does that mean? Between unemployment not being so bad, the stock market doing reasonably well if we don't consider the last four or five business days, and people's assets increasing, more people working, less people out of work, jobs being created being better jobs, people are feeling good about it. And as a result, they're out looking for houses. And as a result, in the price points that they start looking for houses, they're buying everything that's on the market the day it comes on. And if you think that's bad, it's getting worse. I have seen them buy it the day before it comes on in the last 30 days in two instances. And I don't see everything. I just see the business I'm working on. Now, you say, how the hell could that happen? What happens is a lister, a homeowner, calls two or three agents in to list their house, and one of those agents has a customer looking for exactly what they have, and they bring that customer in and take the house off the market before it even makes it to the market. That's what I mean by it. So it's gone from selling the day it came on to selling the day before it came on. And it's really tough, and you need an experienced agent to help you position yourself as a buyer and as a seller to take advantage of both sides of that. But the New Jersey job front is as good as the federal. We lost a disappointing 11,000 jobs in December. New Jersey's job growth in 15 was 65,000, best in 15 years. Based on that, we were hoping to recover our full out-of-employment people by 2017, but that's now put on hold. To date, we had reached 96% of the projected numbers. Finalized said 59,000 jobs added in 16. So 65 and 15, 59,000 and 16. Still good, not that bad. A little off, better jobs, so made up for it. Although we still trail the nation, we're on pace to add only 23,000 jobs in 2017. Now, most people haven't digested that yet. And if we only added 23,000 jobs in 17 versus, which is less than half, it's a 61% drop versus 16, it's got to roll downhill. But consumer confidence is more of an emotion than a fact, and it's high, and it's high. And as a result, people are out buying, and as a result, people are selling their houses and moving on with their life. Rental market trends. In a nutshell, we don't have any. It's a really simple problem. Most kids that live in mom and dad's house till they get back on their feet, and they've done this for the last 10 years, and it's pushed our first-time buyer from the late 20s to the mid-30s during that time frame, come out and look for an apartment. 2 weeks ago, I did a rent versus buy analysis on the show, and it turned out that when I took a look at how many rentals we had under $1,300, which is our average price point, $1,350 is an average price point for a one-bedroom in Hunterdon County to rent. We only had 5 units on the market. And when I bumped that up to $1,600, which is the average price point that a two-bedroom rents for, we only had 22 on the market in Hunterdon County. So what I was trying to convince people was you could probably buy, you definitely could buy if you had some credit and some money accumulated and a decent job, cheaper than you could rent. And there's more to choose from when you buy than when you rent. So it makes perfect sense. But as a result, we're sitting at a 2.5% vacancy rate. I'm seeing rentals go before they come on the market. I had one happen in December where we had listed it, and we had a 2-week, we wanted to get it painted before we could show it. Somebody gave me full price sight unseen, and they just wanted to make sure it was a decent place before they signed a contract, and we rented it without anybody ever looking at it. Foreclosures. A little bit of good news on a foreclosure front. New Jersey has been number one in the nation ever since the financial crisis in foreclosure filings. Last year, we filed 71,000 versus 76,800 the year before. In the month of December, And once again, these numbers run about a month behind. We actually saw New York State pull ahead of us. So New York State is now number one in foreclosure filings, and New Jersey is number two. Does it mean we're pulling out of it? Yeah. Does it mean we're pulling out of it quickly? No. We have a long way to go. If we put 71,000 foreclosures filed this year, you're going to see a lot of short sales. You're going to see a lot of bank-owned properties. That's not going away. The next thing, and then I'm going to get into a summary that I want to talk about, is what the Tax Act means. The Tax Act is called a Tax and Jobs Act. So it's two things, not just one. But most people focus on a tax because that's what they can put their hands around. The Tax Act has three or four things that were considered, and depending when you tuned in, you heard one version or another, because this bill changed a half a dozen times over the 3 months it was getting put together, taken apart, and re-put together. This is the net result of it all. The ability to live in your house for 2 years and sell it and not have to pay any capital gains never changed. That's one of the things that stayed steady. Good news, because they wanted you to be able to be taxed on that. The state and local, to call it SALT, state and local tax, is now a $10,000 deduction. So if you're paying New Jersey $5,000 and you're paying taxes on your property, $5,000 income, $10,000 on your property, $15,000, last year you could deduct that, and that's the year that's just ending. You haven't filed for last year yet. Next year you can only take $10,000 of it. But you got to look at the other side of the picture, because your standard deduction doubled and your income brackets doubled if you're taking itemized deductions. Mortgage and interest, now limited to $750,000. It used to be limited to $1 million. So if you have a mortgage loan between $750,000 and $1 million, going forward, you're still grandfathered into the $1 million number. If you had that before the Tax Act went into place, you're going to lose some of your interest deduction. But I think the thing that is going to impact most people the most and probably realize the least is that the Home Equity Line of Credit, or a HELOC as we call it, disappeared. The interest deduction on your HELOC went away unless you put that money into the house that you're living in. And if you used it to do anything else, like pay off the car, buy a boat, buy a vacation home, it's totally non-deductible. And that's a consideration that you need to talk to about with your accountant and talk to about with your financial advisor, because it may make more sense to refinance your primary and pay off the other loans, because your primary, if it's financed below $750, can be financed up to $750, and you get that interest deduction. And then you can pay off the other loans. So there's all sorts of strategies there. I'm not allowed to give you income tax advice, but there's a million ways to dice this and restack it up. You're going to talk to your income tax people in the next, well, between now and April 15th. In that conversation, you have to say, what do I have to do for next year? Because that's where this concern. This year is no concern. It's the same as it was last year. Next year, concern. You got to understand where you're at going forward. And if you're in a lower income bracket, you're in probably really good shape. If you're in a moderate, you're probably at worst, getting a little bit more back than you were going forward. And if you're in the upper income tax brackets, and I would say these are the brackets where your house is over $1 million and your income is probably over $250,000, you probably got to take a look at where you're at, because those are the areas that are going to get impacted the most. But once again, talk to your accountant. Too early to tell how it's going to impact the market, but it seems like it impacted it a little already. The higher income or luxury market is the most at risk. So this is the market that I said was just starting to recover. Looks like we could be kicking it in the pants, but this is what one party wants, is that the rich should pay the most. The other party is saying the more, you heard all the arguments. I don't have to give them to you again. Several proposals on a new tax code, and most consumers are really not up to date with what really passed. You got to understand, it's also evident that out-migration from New Jersey is going on. We're moving two out of three people out of the state for every one that we move into the state. This comes from one of the largest van lines, and it's the fourth year in a row this is happening. So we're losing our taxable base. So let's look at the recap in a few minutes that we have left. By the way, my name is Joe Peters. I work for Coldwell Banker. I'm a residential real estate agent with over 20 years' experience, and I cover both Hunterdon and Somerset counties. I'm sitting here today in downtown Flemington, giving you on the 6th of February my recap for the market as of the end of January, and it is as follows. And if you want to talk to me, 908-238-0118, I'll give you that information one more time before we hang up. I'd love to talk to you. Consumer confidence, all-time high. It's an emotion more than a fact, although it's based on facts. Buyer traffic up at our open houses shows consumer confidence. 80% of consumers believe homeownership is still the American dream. Millennials make up 24% of our homeowners, and it could be double that if we had enough houses to sell them. Analysts' five-year forecasts show an average growth of 4% over the next 5 or 25% compounded over 5 years. Central New Jersey's trend for 2016 and 17 showed a surge in home sales, but not in prices. Clustered in the under 500 market, under 500K, and in 2016 it was only a 1% rise, but in 2017 we saw an average of 3% rise, with maybe as high as 6% in the very popular price points, and absolutely nothing over the 600,000 range. In 2017, just said that, the prices rose 3%. Houses priced under 400 for first-time buyers, and millennials experienced the greatest pricing fluctuation. The over 600 market challenged, and interest rates are forecasted to rise another 0.5% in 2018, maybe a whole percent, taking away the ability for you to buy the house you want that you have in your hand today, if you can find it. Interest rates are forecast and went through that. People in their home over 10 years are thinking about making a change in this healthy economy. They've built up a lot of equity. They went through the economic crunch. People used to sell their house every 7 or 8 years. Didn't happen at the end of 7 or 8 years. And those people are now in their house 12 years and have more equity than they can believe in their house. I think 92% of New Jersey homeowners have positive equity. They're not underwater. And 77% have more than 20% equity, which is a really good place to be, and it's creating a pent-up demand. Minimal new construction in New Jersey adds to the value of your current inventory. Foreclosures help offset the fewer listings, and the consumer confidence, some confidence the new tax code is going to create jobs that is going to stimulate the economy even further. So net-net, still low interest rates, but they've gone up a little. Much pent-up demand, especially the people in their house that are now in their 12 years. They want to do something, be it move up, move sideways, buy a summer house, take some money out and start the business. An active market with increasing prices in the more popular price points and locations and high consumer confidence. My name is Joe Peters. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. That is what's happening. I can tell you just a few things off the cuff that I'm observing is we are out, all agents, all agencies, trying to find properties to list at this point in time. If you're even considering putting your house on later in the year, you should be talking to an agent already and getting in position, because A, you probably have to do a little work to bring it to market. B, you've got to understand the pricing, and sometimes when you find out what your house is worth and how much equity you have in it, it makes you want to sell it very quickly, and that doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes it takes a few months to get that house on the market. And then finally, the agent has to show you a marketing plan that makes sense to you, how he would market it, who he would market it to. I mean, one of the things we offer at Coldwell Banker, and I use it extensively in my business, is social media. It's almost free advertising. We do pay a little bit of money each month. I do have a consultant that runs my social media business, and I can tell and we can tell through Coldwell Banker as well, where the people are that have interest in your area, where that business is coming from. We couldn't tell that. We'd had to put an ad in the paper or on the internet in the past, and everybody would look at it. But today, we can advertise, and I'll give you a great example. Coldwell Banker discovered that in Warren, New Jersey, the people moving to Warren were coming, and you're never going to guess this unless you heard me say this once before, Brooklyn. They're coming from Brooklyn to Warren because the prices in Brooklyn went through the roof the year before last, and now they're taking advantage of it, selling the house that was worth $1 million for $1.8 million and taking that money and moving over to Warren, New Jersey. Fervor. Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. We know where in Brooklyn they're moving from. So we can literally take the houses in Warren and market them to Facebook and Twitter and other social media sites that allow us to advertise to Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, so that we're doing pinpoint advertising. There's not another agency that can do it. And on top of it, I invest heavily to understand where my demand is coming from. And when I find that I've got people in that area and I've got a new listing, I'm sending them personal notes to say that here is something that came on the market. Secondly, my newsletter gets published to some 2,000 people a month. I get roughly a third open rate, and a lot of people spend a lot of time on it. So I suggest go to jpeters.com, go to the tab that says blogs on the top, and go to where it says market updates, and read through the newsletter for your county, Hunterdon or Somerset. If you're on the periphery of one of those two, the county would do good enough because it's pretty accurate. You'll get a general feel for it. If you're thinking about buying, it's a different situation than selling, naturally. Selling takes a little bit of time. Buyers realize, well, I'm ready. The mortgage or the lease is due, expires in 90 days, 120 days. We need probably 60 days to find you a house, and we need another 60 days to get you into it. So if you're thinking about moving this June, you and I should be looking at houses this afternoon, not in 3 months. And I can help you with that as well. My name is Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. I'm going to play my paid commercial one more time, and I'll see you again next week. Thank you very much for tuning in.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in the Hunterdon and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Democrats want their memo released, one which disputes the memo Republicans released last week, accusing the feds of abusing their powers to spy on a member of the Trump campaign during the 2016 campaign. The president has the final decision on whether or not that'll be made public. The president taking time to meet with cabinet members today to hear more about the MS-13 gang.
MS-13 is probably the most ruthless and violent gang.
He got an update from cabinet members about that group, a cabinet member saying they're in 40 states across the country and they're dangerous. The president saying
MS-13 recruits through our broken immigration system, violating our borders, and it just comes right through. Whenever they want to come through, they come through. It's much tougher now since we've been there.
Deaths and injuries being reported after a 6.4 magnitude earthquake hits off the coast of Taiwan. A lot of damage to the city of Wallian with over 100,000 people. This is USA Radio News.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I feel like I'm on top of the world.
Disclaimer, you will not be transported to the top of the world. In the unlikely event you find yourself at the Arctic Circle, seek shelter from the elements immediately to avoid frostbite and or hypothermia. Geico will not be responsible if you find yourself in a cave or crevasse with a lonely, abominable snowman, who in all likelihood will force you to play games including but not limited to Go Fish, Charades, Chinese Checkers, or his personal favorite, Red Rover, send Yeti on over. Geico is not liable for any damages, either physical or emotional.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to tell you about KFC's $10 chicken shares. They're perfect to share with those special people in your life. Choose from 6 pieces of my Kentucky Fried Chicken, 9 extra crispy tenders, 12 hot wings, or a bunch of popcorn nuggets. So grab your buddy, your cousin, your dad, your college roommate, or my friend Joan, and head to KFC. Are you there yet? Okay, good. Now get to sharing and eating.